Somebody throw your hands up and say, protect my seed. Protect my seed, protect my seed, protect my son, protect my daughter, protect my seed, protect my resources, protect my finances. Everything I commit into your hands, I commit it into your hands for your protection. Regardless to what Fox is saying, regardless to what MSNBC is saying, regardless to what is going on in the world, regardless to what's going on CNN, my prayer is protect my seed. I don't care how many famines come in other places. Lead me beside the still waters. Lead me in the green pastures. Put me in the place that you want me to be, because God has a place for you where the blessings will flow. Often the blessing is only in that place. If you forsake that place, he said, don't leave where I put you. Because once I put you in a place, I put your provision in the place. So like Hagar, who ran away from Sarai, God said, the only reason you're in a desert and your baby is crying and about to die is because you left the place of my provision. Good God. I put you here. Stay right here. The enemy is trying to woo you this way and that way. Stay right here. When I move, you move. When I move, somebody say, when? When God moves, I move. I'm not gonna move till God moves. When God moves, I never built a house. I stayed in a tent. I stay ready for change. I stay ready for transition. Now, this makes a lot of people uncomfortable because you don't like change. But change is inevitable. Change is inevitable. This whole text is nothing but change. The whole thing is relative to change. Now, there are three patriarchal characters from which God will establish himself in the earth. Generally, when one sets out to build, the first thing to be considered is the build. When one sets out to build, the first thing to be considered is the build. Nobody gets ready to build a house without asking how much it costs. To walk with God is expensive.